time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. Could be a children's song, could be a folk song, could be a popular song, could be from a Broadway show, could even be a familiar tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Chris Smallwood is joining us from Louisville, Kentucky. Chris, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing just fine. Thank you.
Very well.
Chris, you're a student at Louisville, yes?
I am. I'm getting my master's in classical piano performance right now.
So what pieces are you working on right now?
I'm working on the Italian Concerto by J.S. Bach, Opus 28, Beethoven, the Middle Pastoral Sonata, Beethoven First Piano Concerto, some etudes by a 20th century Polish composer by the name of Bachewicz.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a lesser known composer there. And I'm also working on a few pieces from the set, Opus 118 by Brahms.
Wow, fantastic. Very nice. It sounds like you got a great concert coming up with all that material.
Thank you.
You wouldn't happen to have a piano there with you, would you?
No, I'm in my car, actually. I wish I did. You know, I would probably cause an accident or two if I did.
Yeah, right.
Well, Chris, expectations are high.
Oh, I know. The pressure's on. I'm scared.
And keep in mind, I don't know what's coming either. I don't know what Bruce is going to play. So if you get stuck on anything, we can try to brainstorm on this together, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. So, Chris, what do you think?
I think the character was kind of a romantic rubato waltz kind of feel, so I'm going to go with Chopin.
Yep, okay.
Frédéric Chopin.
That's the composer.
All right, our work's almost done here.
Now the hard part.
We have some more to do. Yeah, I don't know the tune at all, I don't think.
It's very tricky. I owe everyone listening, and you, one hint, which is, I'll say it's from a really famous American musical. I have to say, this is a musical written by a really, really good composer. Some of them are and some of them are not. Here we go. Let's try it again. The middle section, the tune is correct, and even the harmonies are almost correct. And then it repeats. Now, I have to say that even if you know this show, this is not a song that is on everyone's lips from this show. I'm being very sneaky this time.
Hmm.
I did it, though, because my daughter, who's 10, demanded it. She wanted me to take this song because she sings it all the time.
So it's from an American musical.
Yes, a really great one.
I know I'm going to be kicking myself, but I have no clue.
Are we talking about Leonard Bernstein? We're talking about West Side Story.
You got it, Fred.
But what is this song?
It's this.
You know, I'm really revealing myself as a musician. I'm not as familiar as I should be with West Side Story.
You know, there's no should be. You don't have to be familiar with anything in particular. It's a song called A Boy Like That. Anita sings A Boy Like That Who Killed Your Brother. A boy like that has no heart. A boy like that, but he's the boy who gets your heart, whatever the words are over there.
I certainly believe you.
I wonder, do we have West Side Story available? Mm-hmm. Can we play A Boy Like That for everyone to hear? Because there are some people out there who are doubting my sanity, probably.
A boy like that would kill your brother. Forget that boy and find another. One of your own kind. Stick to your own kind. A boy like that will bring you sorrow. You'll meet another boy tomorrow. One of your own kind. Stick to your own kind.
Boy. There it is.
I found that Bernstein's harmonies, as chromatic as they are believable in a Chopin setting, which was interesting.
Well, Chris, without hesitation, you named Frédéric Chopin as the composer whose style Bruce was imitating there. So you got that, and that's really the heart of the Piano Puzzler. And we all learned something about West Side Story that at least I did.
Yes.
Me too.
Chris Smallwood from Louisville, Kentucky, congratulations. Well done on this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Chris, what's your public radio station?
I listen to WFPL in Louisville.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you, guys.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.